Yiraisa.
Okay, today's Omen is Avchav Gimel Omen Beis. We are on the third line from the top. Ba'aviv, we're now quoting again the Braisa that we had of Chav Gimel Omen Aleph when one Kohen stabbed and killed the other Kohen who beat him in the race up to Kevesh to be Zeichet to the Shumas Hadeshen. And what happened? Ba'aviv Shal Tinik, the father of the Tinik of the dead Kohen, came there. Umatzuk Shumafarfer, he saw that his son was still, jumping around in the throes of death, but not actually dead. And Omar, he said, Arayu Kaparaschem, Vadayim Benikayim, and my son is still alive, let's pull the knife out so the knife doesn't become tome. La Medcha, which teaches us, Shekosha Aleim Tyras Kilum Yosem Mishvichas Domim, that the concepts of Tyra and Tumas Kelim was more strict and stringent to them than actual murder. Iboilu asked the Gemara a question. What was the Seder Adorim? How did it happen that Tuma and Tyra became more chum or more kosher than Shvichas Domim? Is it Shvichas Domim who dissolved? Shvichas Domim went down in their eyes, got minimized, got light in their eyes. Avotayrus Kelim Kedekayim Ekayim. Avotayrus Kelim stayed on the same level. Meaning they were initially both on level 10, I'll call it. Tyrus Kelim, Shvichas Domim went down to level 5. So it comes out, Tyrus Kelim was more chomer in their eyes, more strict in their eyes than Shvichas Domim. Oidim, or maybe the other way around. Shvichas Domim Kedekayim Ekayim. The chumra of murder, death stayed in its place. But what about Tyrus Kalim in the Chamira? Something happened, whatever it was, something happened that Tyrus Kalim went up from a 10 to a 15 to a 20. Tyrus Kalim became more Chomer. Just, what?
We're going to just be simple that he assessed the situation. He said, we could still save the night.
So you're asking Bechla on the Braisa. What's the whole Lamedcha? You're not asking on the Shaila. You're saying it's Bechla on the whole Braisa Lamedcha. Well, why is it such a raya? Maybe punked.
I guess it seems to be just
dawning from the general picture, general Klal Yisrael. If on the one hand you can have a murder so easily, on the other hand, in the same story, you have something machmer knives, it seems to be that the whole kehila as a whole.
I thought you could save anybody anything.
Where is that? Oh, yeah, that's what it should be, of course. No, you're right. We're saying, apparently, in that time, in that tkufa, murder became quite lenient in their eyes. So now the Gemara is asking just what was the history over here? This time, where's Pasha, the breakdown of the tears that... I don't know.
The Clarkite enabled him to see the fact, even in such a terrible situation.
He's about a natural father, a father's emotions.
But the father was in...
I don't know. I can't answer the story. But I'll call upon Mazir Fakti Gemara. What was the historical facts over here? Which one changed? It wasn't that murder became more light in their eyes, or Tyrus Kalim became more chomer in their eyes. So the Gemara Toshma, Midika Nosilo Tamuda, you see the Brice over there followed through and brought like a riot to the story by bringing down the Pasuk of Menashe. The Gam Dam Noki Shovach Menashe, Menashe spilled a lot of blood, Harbi, Ma'od Asher, Mili Shishlaim Pelopet, filled up Yishalayim. But that was the Brice itself brought down this Pasuk, and like we spoke this out on Thursday, where the Menashe was in Bais Rishon, this story is in Bais Sheni, but you see, that's what caused the Kalyo, it caused a lightness in a murder. Shema mino shvichas domo hu dezol. We see that it was murder that became more light in their eyes. V'tayrus kelim k'dekayim mekayim. V'tayrus kelim stayed on the same level always was. Unfortunately, murder became a kal in their eyes. Obviously, terrible thing to happen, but that seems to be from the raya of Menashe. We see that's what the history seemed to have dictated. One Rashi, one word, Talmud raya. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Toner Rabbanon. Uposhat v'lovash begodim achim. Mahonu sugya. The pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Tzav says, uposhat es begodim v'lovash begodim achim. This is the psukim of Shumas Hadeshah. who pashed as begadav, he takes off his clothing, velavish begadav machem, he puts on other clothing, vahotzi as adeshin amuchuz lamachane al mokum tor, he takes the deshin out to the outside of the machane el mokum tor. That's what the pasuk says. Okay, upashad velavish begadav machem, vahotzi as adeshin. Shemani, I would hear from here the fact that he's putting on different clothing. Kederech Yom Kippurim, he should do it the same way the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. That what? Shapoisha bigdei kodesh v'loivish bigdei choil. The way Rashi explains this, just like on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol between each avodah, he has a chiyuv to change his begadim from bigdei zov to bigdei lavan, from bigdei lavan to bigdei zov, from bigdei zov to bigdei lavan. So too, there's a chiyuv on the kohen to change his begadim. Obviously, over here we're talking about a kohen hedjet. Kohen hedjet doesn't have zav and lavan, so it must be changing from big day kodesh to big day chol. So zemen, or I would think to say, has a chiyuv for the kohen to change to big day chol when he brings out the dashen to the michutz lamachane. Talmud Loimer, no. The pasuk says, "Uposhan es begodov, velovish begodim achir." There's a hakush between begodov, the what he was wearing, to the begodim achir. Makish begodim shaloivish, le begodim shapoishit. There's a hakush, the begodim that he will be putting on now, to the begodim that he's taking off now. Malalon big day kodesh, avkan big day kodesh. Just like what he's taking off is big day kodesh, so to what he's putting on is big day kodesh. So im came out tamuloy ma'achirim. So then, what's pshat? What does that mean? V'lovas begodim achirim, other clothing. Pchusim mehem. They have to be shmachera, clothing. Like Rashi explains, and we'll see later in the Gemara, like worn out clothing, clothing that are not the fresh cream of the crop clothing. Why? Again, as we'll see as the Gemara continues, the kohen is now doing a dirty, despicable job. He's carrying out ash, shovels full of ash. He's going to get dirty. Clothing is going to get worn out. It's not sukkapas for the kohen to wear his regular big day lavan that he will be doing avoidin, that he was doing avoidin, that he will continue doing avoidin for a dirty, chimney sweeper job. Therefore, he should put on begodim achirim chusamihem. When they had older, worn out clothing, they didn't throw it in the garbage. They didn't burn it. They saved it for these, chimney sweeper type of jobs. When he asked the hoitzi as a deshan, he would put on those begodim achirim. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he dashes the psukim differently, totally. Achirim v'hoitzi. The pasuk says, uposhar es begodim v'lovash begodim achirim v'hoitzi as a deshan. Rabbi Eliezer holds the word achirim is going on the next word. Achirim v'hoitzi. That what? That achirim, other types of people, could be the one to bring out the dashen. Limit al hakehanim bali mumin. Kehanim who are bali mumin, shekshirim l'hoitzi adashen. They're kosher. A kohen bali mum, who's not kosher for regular avoidos, he is kosher for hoitzos adashen, to do this job, I don't want to call it an avoida, to do this job of carrying the dashen out, the shovels full of dashen out from the Beis HaMikdash to Michutz Lamachane. Again, so Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer is saying, Kohen Baal Mum is allowed to do this. That's how he dashes Achirim V'hoitzi. Even Achirim, even other types of Kehanim. Kehanim who aren't kosher for normal work, normal Avoida, can't do this because it's not an Avoida. Tanakhama dashes it, totally not going on other types of Kehanim, but just telling you a din in the Kohen who's bringing the dashen out, he must wear, clothing that are pchusim, that are shchokim, the worn out clothing. Let's just stop for Rashi. The Gemara continues, but we'll stop for Rashi in 1 minute. I'm sorry, let's go two more lines. Amar, achirim pchusim ehem, clothing which are pchusim, k'detan de b'bishmol, like b'bishmol says, detan de b'bishmol, begodim shabishu b'hen k'deir l'rabbi, the same clothing that you wear while you're cooking the food for the master, l'yimzik b'hen k'deir l'rabbi, that should not be the same clothing you wear when you are pouring his k'deir. Why? The clothing that you wear when you cook, they get smoky, they get smelly, they get dirty. That's what you should be wearing in the kitchen. But when you go to the master to actually pour him wine, you're in his presence, you're in the, b'chvoidoi, b'fonov, then you wear it, you put on nicer, freshly pressed white garments, to mechabed the rabbi. So that's why, again, going back on the Tanna Kamma, that's why Tanna Kamma is saying that the one who's Moitzi Deshen should not wear his regular Kohen garments. He should wear begadim acherim, you know, shchokim, worn out clothing, just dirty clothing, chimney sweeper clothing. Zokt Rashi, we are by Rashi, the third line from the top. Hochi gassin b'tayis koyanim. Uposhet v'lovash yochum b'mitzvahs yom kippurim tamalayim b'gadov b'gadim. The Gemara, our Gemara's Girsa is just a long, same Cheshav, but just much more Marech. Shemani, I would say, think to say, Gederech Yom HaKippurim. Poishe B'dei Koishe V'lovish B'dei Choyl. Talmud Loimer V'chulu. V'zeh Pirusha, this is the Pirusha of the Gemara. U'poshe V'lovash, Ha'omer Bo Yitzoas HaDeshen. When they're bringing out the Deshen, Shebetapuach, the Deshen that's on the Tapuach, that's the big, huge Deshen pile, ash pile on the Mizbeach, El Michuz Lamachne. Hakos of Achat Shumas HaDeshen, after the Shumas HaDeshen, they did Hoitzoas HaDeshen. Uposhres Begodov, Velovish Begodom Achir, Behoitzias HaDeshen. Yochel Aim, I think, Shemata Olov Choyv and Lashanis Begodov. There's a Chiyiv, there's an obligation to change clothing, Bein Shumal Hoitzoah, between the Shumas HaDeshen and the Hoitzoas HaDeshen. In Bol Hoitzi Deshen, Sha'al Tavuch, if this coin is coming to do the Hoitzoas HaDeshen, Acher HaRoma Miyad, if after the Shumas HaDeshen, this same coin is doing the HaRomas HaDeshen, the Hoitzoas HaDeshen, he has to change clothing. Kederech shi choyim al koyin godo. Correct. There's first Shumas HaDeshen. Okay, I'll explain it. I'm sorry, Elio. There's first Shumas HaDeshen where they go in and take one small amount, one small tiny shovel full of koyments full and put that on the out on the side of the ramp. After that, there's a melacha Hitzos HaDeshen, which is a massive dirty melacha that they're going in with shovels and wheelbarrows, ki'ilu, on the whole huge tapuach, on what? Oh, yes, correct. The Gemara in the next number is going to bring down that. Yeah, very good. Mishnah Talmud, very good. That's a special type of shovel, basically. But then, this would be a melacha gedolah of like really shoveling out ash to clean off the mizbeach, to clean off the tapuach. That's the dirty melacha that we're talking about now. So not the Shumas HaDeshen. No, not necessarily. Correct. We'll see. Rashi... no, actually not today. It's going to be tomorrow. The next day is going to bring down. It could be 300 quart big. That's how big the pile got sometimes. Yeah, we'll see. Well, yeah, I'll call upon him. So now we're talking about for this, you might think he has to change his clothing for this Hatzuas HaDeshen. Just there's an obligation for the Kohen Gadol to change his clothing on Yom Kippur each time there's Avoida. Shemeshana Begadol b'chol Avoida is b'zuluzu. Rishonim b'gdezov, shniyim b'delovon. Shlishim b'gdezov, hevim b'delovon. Right? Between each Avoid, he changes his clothing. And v'zeh yishan over here too, maybe this coin also has to change his clothing. V'zeh she'in lo l'shan is b'gdelovon l'b'dezov. Of course, this coin can't change from b'gdelovon l'b'dezov. Sharei hedjinu, he's a coin hedjiv, and he changes b'dezov. But yishan b'gdei koidesh, she'irim bohen, k'mo yishanemar v'lova sh'akoyim midei bar, v'yif shara isham, v'yif b'gdei chol shaloi. So he'll change to his own weekday clothing. V'yoyt se'ad dashan, and then bring out the dashan. Tamaloimer b'godov b'godim. Now, what? No, it's all big day kodesh. I said, what's called achirim? Pchusa mehem gun shchokim. They're worn out. I mean, pishton in a mutzah from the linen that wasn't shined. Vein demay mikarim. It's not, you know, it's cheap fabric. Sha'ifer melachlechom, because the ash will get them very dirty. Kishen noisei chutz lamachaneh when you carry it outside the machaneh. Ugnai lemelach shehim mishamish bohen al mazbeach b'avodas achilo. And it's a gnai for the king to now use these same clothing when they're doing avodas achilo. They're doing the karbonis. They're burning the karbonis. They makav the karbonis. Achirim v'hoitzi. But Eliezer argued. He said achirim v'hoitzi. Limin al akoyhanim bali mumin. Hi achirim. The word achirim. Akoyin guys going on the koyin. Claimer Kehanim Shahim Achirim. Kehanim, which are Achirim. What does that mean, they're Achirim? Meruchokim Mishar Avoidas. They're Meruchok, they're pushed away, they're far away from other Avoidas. They're a Balmum. They can't do other Avoidas. Ksherim La Avoidazu, they're kosher for this Avoida, they're kosher for this job of Hoitzoas HaDeshen. When they were in the kitchen cooking, they got smoked up and they got dirty. So it's not bakovah to bring this to the Rebbe, to serve the master with these same clothing. Afkan in the Hatzos Hadeshin, same thing over here by bringing the Hatzos Hadeshin, in Kovat HaMelech Lashoris Behen Shiris Acher, it would not be covered to use these same clothing for another type of Shiris. Period. So far, so good? Yeah? Omre Shlokish. Shlokish says, Kemachlegis Bahitzah, Kach Machlegis Baharoma. The same machlokes we have regarding hoitzoas adeshen, that Rabbi Eliezer holds the koyim bal mum is kosher for hoitzoas adeshen because it's not considered an avoida. So to trumas adeshen, same thing, the actual haromas adeshen. Right, like we explained, it's two different things. It's trumas adeshen, that's that one small shovel, koyim it's full. Then there's the whole cleaning off. The shlokes are saying the same machlokes. The same way Rabbi Eliezer holds a koyim bal mum could do hoitzoas adeshen. He holds a koyim bal mum could do true masadashin, haro masadashin also. Obviously, the Tanakhama disagrees. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, machlekes b'hitso, the machlekes is only on hitso asadashin. Abu Baharoma, true masadashin, tivri akol avoidi, everyone agrees that true masadashin is an avoido, and the koyim bal mum can't do it. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that. They're only arguing on hitso asadashin. My time with the Rish Lakish, what's Rish Lakish's reasoning? Omar Lecha, and Rish Lakish is going to tell you, Iso Gudaitach Avoidihi, wait a second. If you're going to, you can't tell me that Shrumas Adeshin is an Avoidah, because Yesh Lecha Avoidah Shekshir Bishne Kalim, is there an Avoidah that's kosher with two Kalim? Two Kalim meaning two of the Big Day Kahuna? Why? Because the Pasuk says, that's the kesoinis. Umichnis ibad yuba shabasoroi and the michnisayim. Vehir misadeshin, he does the trumas adeshin. So the pasuk is saying he wears two garments, the michnisayim and the kesoinis, and then does trumas adeshin. It obviously can't be a real avoida, because if it's a real avoida, there's no way a real avoida would be kosher with only wearing two of the kohen's four garments. Can't be. So it must be, it's not a real avoida. No, let's read that again. My time with Rish Lakish, what's Rish Lakish's reasoning? Omer lecha, iso gadaitach avoidi, if you're going to think it's avoida, yesh lecha avoida shekshir b'shnei kelim, is there an avoida that's kosher with two kelim, meaning only two of the clothing of the kohen hedget? That can be. Rabbi Yochanan, gali rachmona b'ksoynis v'michnesayim. But who are the l'misnevis v'avnei? No, the Torah was megala by telling you, he asked to wear the ksoynis v'michnesayim, we were telling you it's an avoida, and you're right, he has to wear all four begadim, even the mitznefes, even the avneit. If so, so why did Torah speak out specifically the midoy bad, the ksoynis, and the michnesay bad, the michnesayim? So maishnahani, so why did Torah pick these two to mention? To tell you, agav orcha halacha, a different halacha, that midoy bad, it has to be his measurement. Midoy, kimidosoy, that the ksoynis has to fit him perfectly. He can't, you know, just go into a thrift shop and take whatever he can get on. It should be custom designed to fit him. Not too short, not too long, not too wide. It should be perfect fit. And michnesei bad. What does the pasuk say? Michnesei bad yubash abasoroi. L'chidatanya, to teach you the following halacha. Minayin shelo yehi dover koyin l'michnesayim. How do we know that no clothing should go on the koyin hedget before the michnesayim? Meaning, the michnesayim should be the first of the four a begodim he puts on. Shenemar umichnes eibad yubash al besoroi. You put the michnes eibad al besoroi, meaning his basar is totally unclothed until he puts the michnesayim on. So as Rabbi Yechanan says, no avada, it's a real avoida, trumas adeshin, and you have to wear all four big day kuhuna. Why did Torah just speak out midoy bad the ksoynis and the michnes eibad the michnesayim? Just to teach you this other halacha, these two other halachas, the ksoynis has to be midoy, has to fit in perfectly, and the michnesayim has to go al besoroy, has to be the first of the four. But avada, it's a real avoida, and you need all four begodim. Rish Lakish, who argues, and he says that no, it's not an avoida, and therefore, when the pasuk says he's wearing the ksoynis and the michnesayim, it's takadafka the ksoynis and michnesayim. It's not a din avoida. He's not wearing all four begadim. So how does he know those halachos that the ksoynis has to be exact size and the michnesayim has to be the first begad the kohen puts on? Midoy kimidosoy. Midafki rachmana b'loshem midoy. Shelo yehidover kodel mechnesayim me'albasar nafka. Rish Lakish learns it out just from the same words, but from a different twist on the words. Why did the Torah call the ksoinis the midoy bad? Just say ksoinis bad. Why did the Torah call the midoy bad? To tell you, midoy kimidos. Let me read that inside again. Very shlokish, midoy kimidos. The word midoy tells you it has to be midosai. Midafkar achmona belosha midoy. Why did the Torah call the midoy bad? It should just say ksoinis bad. So, yes, it's not, you know, it's taka only the ksoinis and the chazayim he's wearing. Still, because of the way the Torah called the ksoinis the midoy, that's how we know it has to be kimidosai. And how do we know the other halacha? Shelo yeh dover kodil mechnesayim. That may al besorah nafka. It's one from the words al besorah. The words mechnesay bad is not extra. Right, the pasuk says again, "V'lovash akoyim midoy bad u'michnesay bad yubash al besoroi." That's what we know from the yubash al besoroi. Could have just said, "V'lovash akoyim midoy bad u'michnesay bad." Ve'hirim esadeshen. The al besoroi is where we know that second drasha from, and the mechnesayim has to be first. But I'll call upon him. Rish Lakish is saying, "I still know those same two drashas from this pasuk, but it's really not a din avodah, and there's no din to wear all four garments." All four big day kahuna, and we don't say the Torah was megala, you're wearing two, but really you have to wear four, not like a v'yichna. I don't know the answer. It sounds from the Gemara that yes, like a new type of din, he has to wear these two, but I don't know that, you know. I'm assuming not, because even Rabbi Yochanan isn't saying it only by Trumas Hadashim. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's a gila to everywhere. I'm assuming that, but I don't know. I didn't see that.
And according to Rashi, why does he change?
If he was wearing big day why is it the train between Shumas Hadeshin and Hatzos Hadeshin? Well, no. Anichrami, he's not changing to do Shumas Hadeshin again. He's changing to do any other malach in the Beis Hamikdash. You're saying if he was wearing the
pasuk is saying you do Shumas Hadeshin and take off your clothing and put on new clothing and do Hatzos Hadeshin.
Yeah. Because if he ever wants to wear that ksoinis again for the Karban Tamid, that the Hitzos Hadeshin is the problem. You're right. The Trumas Hadeshin, technically, I didn't need, you know, the Big Day Kahuna for. But if he wants to wear this ksoinis, this Mechnesayim, to be Mak of the Karban Tamid, the Keteris, the whatever, he has to change for the Hitzos Hadeshin so he doesn't get them dirty. Let's see Rashi. A little more than halfway down the oven. Kimachlekas b'itzah, k'shem shir b'lod liyezer machshir b'ali mumu l'itzah, just like b'liyezer's machshir b'al mum for hitzah, hitzah sadeshin, kach machshir l'aroma, so to his machshir for haroma sadeshin, truma sadeshin. Shekshir b'shnei kelim, v'hocha midoy bar, u'michnesei bar, u'dichsev, the only two things is the k'sorin is the mechnesayim. That's where Shlokish's raya is. Rabbi Yechon says, no, gol rachamon of iksonis and mechazayim, for the metrash enik shev big day cholshalai, just teaching you, it's not kosher in his weekday garments. You need a big day kahuna. Umeilecha at the lomin, and you understand on your own, shehi avoid, there's a real avoid, vitzricha af mitznevas v'avne, and therefore you need the other two, the mitznevas and the avne as well. So maishna hani the noka me'achash etzrich and kulam. Since you really know four of them, listing minaya, just don't say it at all. V'ana yedana midechsev b'hu koyin. It says it needs a koyin. Avoid the avos is an avoida. To tell you midoy kimidosoi kan limedcha sheyehei ksoynis kehanim limidas kimosoi. The length of the ksoynis should be custom designed for their height. Loi negrora is not dragging on the ground. V'loi mesuloka is not too short. V'hochi amini mizvachim. Yubash albasari, mashmash alivish bo'uni orim. You should wear it while he's unclothed. She'ain alav elabasari. The only thing he has is basari. He's unclothed. Dilay te mahochi albasari la maikasi. What's the albasari for? Ulibshim ben logish de omar dafka kesvinu. Ulememer de nitzrichar bo. We dafka rok sonis and mechnesayim to say, you don't need all four begotten because it's not an avoido. Nafka le hanach tarti droshos. So how does he know these two drashos? We loshen hamikra from the actual loshen of the pasuk. Sheshina v'loshani, it changes the loshen. Shalik siv ksoines. The memra midoy ki midosai. Vishol yachtim dover the mechnesai. Mi al basari is there in afkalei. The word al basari, that's extra. That's where he knows it from. Okay, back in the Gemara. Name a kitanai. L'chayr, this machloikis is the machloikis to know him. This machloikis on whether he has to wear all four begodim or not, is the following machloikis tanoim, and this is a gemara we saw not so long ago on Daf Beis. On Daf Beis we saw this. Neima ketanai al besoroi ma tam loimer yilbash. The pasuk says v'lovash hakoyin midoy bad. The koyin should wear midoy bad ksoynis, the linen ksoynis, u'michnesei bad and the michnesayim yilbash al besoroi. What is it saying? Yilbash. My tam loimer yilbash. The pasuk started by saying v'lovash. So we could skip out the word yilbash. It could just say velovash akoyim midoy bad umichnesei bad al besorei. What's the extra yilbash for? Lahavi mitznefes va'avni laharama div Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, you know what it's coming to do? It's coming to tell you that yilbash, there's other things you're wearing also. You're also wearing the mitznefes va'avni. Why? Because trumas hadeshen is a regular avoida, and you have to be wearing all four begodim. Divi Reb Yehuda. Reb Doisa says no. Yilbash is coming to tell you something totally different. That what l'rabba is big day koyin gadol b'yom kippurim shekshirim l'koyin hedger. The big day koyin gadol, the koyin gadol wears four begodim on Yom Kippur, right? Those four begodim, as we'll see in a moment, the koyin gadol can't use himself for the next year. But a koyin hedger could use those begodim. So after Yom Kippur is over, the Kohen Gadol can give those four begodim to a different hedge, a Kohen hedge to wear during the year. That's what the yilbash is. There's another type of clothing that can be worn. You're allowed to wear those dollar begodim of the Kohen Gadols of Yom Kippur. A Kohen hedge is allowed to wear during the year. Rebbe says no. Two problems with what Rav Doisa says. Chada, number one. It doesn't make sense. It's different clothing. Why is it different clothing? The four begodim that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur are not the same four begodim the Kohen Hedget wears during the year. Specifically, the avnet, the belt. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was butz, was totally linen. It's often a pasuk, was totally linen. The avnet of the Kohen Hedget all year long, not clear in the pasuk. Rebbe, this is how we saw this in Daf Beis earlier. A machleik is about this. Rebbe's the shita that it's made out of klayim. The avnet of the kohen hedger is made out of klayim, a mixture of wool and linen. So Rebbe says, Reb Doisa, you can't be right. The pasuk can't be telling me that dalal begodim the kohen gadol wears on Yom Kippur, a kohen hedger could wear throughout the year. It's different garments. It's a different avnet. Void, another problem. Could that be the begodim that was used for a kedusha chamura? The begodim that the kohen gadol wore on Yom Kippur in the kodesh hakodashim, mamish the hex to kedusha. Now a kohen hedger could wear in a kedusha kala, much lighter kedusha situation. How could that be? Ella, Rebbe says, Reb Doisa, you're wrong. That can't be what Yilbash is coming to tell us. Ella, matam alerma Yilbash, l'rabbis es ha-shchokim. Just coming to tell you, l'rabbis es ha-shchokim, that even worn out begodim are still kosher. As long as, like Rashi says, as long as they're not ripped. Once they're ripped, they're a problem. But as long as they're not, they don't necessarily have to be the most freshly pressed clothing. Even if they're shchokim, even if they're abyssal worn out, they're still kosher for avoida. Let's just do three more lines. Vihini cham sham, and this continues. Vihini cham sham. The pasuk by Kohen, the Kohen Gadol at the end of Yom Kippur. The pasuk it says, I'll read the pasuk. Ubo iron and olam mayid. The pasuk is big. They have, but he takes off his linen clothing. Asher lovash bevoya lakodesh. Vihini cham sham. He leaves them there. Tanakhama says, Shetun and Geniza, they need to be buried, going to Sheamus, they can't be worn again. Reb Doisa says, no! Ruyin hain the Kohen Hedger, they're royal for a Kohen Hedger. The same Lishitose of the Reb Doisa we just saw, six lines on the bottom of Chalgimel Abayis. Aye, so Matam Uloimer Vihini Chamsham. So what's the Pasuk saying, Vihini Chamsham, you have to leave it there? Shelo Yishtamish Behenya Mikiburim Acher. The Kohen Gadol himself is not allowed to use it for next Yom Kippur. That's what v'hinicham sham. But not telling you it doesn't need geniza, not that it can't be used ever again. It could be used by a kohen hedger throughout the year. It can't be used by the kohen gadol for the next Yom Kippur. Period. That's the end of this braisa. So we see in this braisa really three pshatim of what we learn from Yilbash. Either Yilbash or Yehuda says that it's a chiv to wear all the dalar begadim, the mitznef is in the avnet as well. Reb Doisa says Yilbash is to come to tell you that the kohen hedger could wear the big day kohen gadol of Yom Kippur. And Rebbe says Yilbash is telling you even shechokim, even worn out, big day kohuna are still kosher. Let's see Rashi. Five lines from the bottom. Al b'sori matam loymer kavay aromas adeshin k'siv lovash akoyin v'havale lemichta v'michta seibar al b'sori yumahanin ami av lovash tereishin the gods going back on the lovash matam loymer shuv yubash michta sayim. Why is that yubash again? The rabbis oil levisha kiyotze, but there's another levisha. Umarvish nebe godem achaserim kan mikunas hedged. There's the other two that are not mentioned here. The mitznevs and avne, they also have to be worn. It's coming to include the four big day lovin that Kohen Gadol wears. Now a Kohen Hedger can wear them all year round. V'asa yubash yubash mihasim. He learns yubash. The loy tamer v'hini cham sham k'siv b'hu loy meshadunim gniza. Don't think v'hini cham sham means it has to be buried. The svirul erb doisim v'hini cham sham shlo yishtamish behenli yemekivu ma'acher k'damini parakama, like we learned in parakama. And like the Gemara, by us, our Kirsa has it over here too. Avnet shel kohen gadol b'yom kippurim shehusha butz is total linen. Loyza avnet shel kohen hedger lo'olam. The vishe enem shamash elam shel klayim. The kohen hedger's avnet is made out of klayim. One more Rashi tab Rashi chavdalam and alav l'rabbi shechokim shekshirim l'chol avoida. That which is kosher for all avoida uvach loyim mikrom as long as it's not torn. V'achel gamer bezvachim. The ozer b'dois lo tamei lo shayach chochol. Remember the words ozer b'dois lo tamei is not shayach to akulu milsa agav gora nosba. You see, Rashi didn't have the girsa over here of v'hini cham sham. That's what Rashi over there said earlier. Kedamrin perakamo. Hakobam. This is the brisa. Tomorrow we'll firois the lema ketanai. Shkoyach.